Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Colincast. As always, I'm your host, Colin Cady. You know, guys, today we've got an interesting episode. So this was actually took place a couple of weeks ago that I just kind of sat down and had an open recording session with people who wanted to walk by or also posted on the social media. Another reason, you guys got to follow the Colincast Instagram. As always, link below. But it was one of those deals that I really wanted a way just kind of touch in with the pulse of the U of A campus to kind of get some thoughts and feelings on what the Christmas time means to people and kind of how others go about it. And so this was a really cool way for me to do that. And I've always wanted to do something like this. So this was actually a really, really cool thing. And I hope you all enjoy it, that we've got quite a bit. I mean, we've got quite a few minutes of interviews here, so I hope we can keep you all entertained and going while that's going on. But yeah, no, I really appreciate you all coming and listening. You know, this is, we're approaching almost a year, so I've been doing this for a while now, and I really do appreciate everyone kind of listening in and always supporting the podcast. And I've got some big stuff coming up, some big episodes, some merch on the line, and really just more ways for you guys to kind of engage, because at the end of the day, I mean, this is a podcast, but I love like communicating with you guys and kind of keeping y'all at the front of this, because I enjoy making this content. But that doesn't mean a whole lot, I mean, if you guys don't care about it. Doesn't mean a whole lot if I don't care about it, but that's a story for another day. So yeah, I hope you all really enjoy this episode. And as always, if you like what you hear when you're watching this, screenshot this bad boy, put it up on your story, tag me at Lord Colin Cady or at the Colincast. As always, Instagrams are in the show notes, because that really helps us out. And I'll also tell you all that at the beginning. And we've got a sponsor for today's episode as well. You know, we're moving up in the world, but yeah. And don't forget to go check out. I've got a special thanks for everyone who participated in this today. Because it means a lot for you guys to take out of your busy schedules to come be on the Colincast. And I know this was a dream come true for some to finally be on the Colincast. So I'm glad I could make that happen. So yeah, I really, again, appreciate you all listening to this. Hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. If there's anything I can leave you with, make sure that you go eat Japanese food on Christmas night, one of my favorite traditions. And I recently watched It's a Wonderful Life. Great movie. Really suggest that to everyone, especially if you kind of think like me. I think you guys would really dig it. But that's all I've got. I hope you all really enjoyed this episode, and I will catch you all at the end. So, hey, turn on those jingle bell ears and start listening for Santa Claus, baby. Enjoy it, guys.
Welcome to the call.
Welcome to the Colincast.
Crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
Hello, my name is Dan Arbuckle, and I'm excited to be here today.
Dane, what are you most thankful for?
My family, super cliche answer, just family, friends, people, I guess, is what I'm thankful for.
What does this time of the year mean to you?
Well, I think it means a lot of things. For me, like, particularly just because I'm religious, I think it, like, the primary, like, significance is, like, the incarnation. So, like the Son coming into the world as Jesus Christ to, like, bring redemption to the world. But I think, in general, it also can mean, like, just creating peace between people on earth and, you know, giving gifts and being kind and loving other people.
Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
I mean, I hang out with my family every Christmas. I have a pretty big family, so it can get to like 30-40 people, so just like hanging out with my like cousins and like goofing off and stuff, it's pretty fun.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
I don't know, I like some good like Christmas hymns, you know. You got the Hark the Herald Angels Sing, all that. It's pretty good. I like Jingle Bells, pretty classic, you know. Can't go wrong with Jingle Bells.
No, you cannot. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
It's a Wonderful Life. It's probably one. Die Hard is also probably up there.
Oh. So you do consider Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yeah, I don't get why people are like, no, it can't be a Christmas movie. Like, if it's, like, in Christmas and it's got Christmas, like, themes and all that stuff, mm-hmm. Like, I don't see why it can't be a Christmas movie. I don't know why you got to gatekeep what can and can't be a Christmas
no,
movie.
No, of course. Is there one thing you really want for Christmas this year?
Probably the new Pokemon game. It looks pretty fun.
Okay. Perfect. Simple man.
Yeah, I'm a pretty simple guy.
One game. That's all you need to be happy.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a favorite family tradition for Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, just getting together with the whole family. Everybody brings some food. We lay out a bunch of food on the table. We all just hang out and eat food. And the kids would always play outside, and the grown-ups would, like, go, like, talk about politics or whatever. And I would always, like, avoid the grown-up table as a kid because that's what they were doing.
No, of course.
That was always pretty fun.
Yes. And then finally, Dane, what do you want to do before you die?
What do I want to do before I die? I mean, one thing is probably just, you know, you got the basic American dream, like get the house and the family and the car mm-hmm. and the job kind of thing. But also maybe, you know, just see like more places. Like I've never been out of the country before. So that's something I'd like to do mm-hmm. before I die, is just see other countries.
I'm Lakin Rainbolt. I'm super excited to be on the Colin Cast, hear all about it. So I'm so excited to be on it. And I love the holiday season.
Exactly. Lakin, what does this time of the year mean to you?
The Christmas season means a lot to me. Growing up, we always celebrated Christmas a lot. So it means just getting to spend time with family, kind of getting a break from school, and just spending time with the ones that you love and focusing on the reason for the season.
Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
So my birthday is December 14th.
Okay.
So kind of that conflict, you know, as a kid, you always like want your Christmas presents separate from your birthday presents.
Mm-hmm.
So my birthday presents have always been wrapped in Christmas paper and they all have the Merry Christmas things on them. So for my 7th birthday and Christmas combined, I got 5 horses.
Okay.
So it was like this combined gift. So that's the only gift that I got for my birthday and Christmas the entire year. But it was a super fun Christmas. I got
yes,
5
exactly.
horses.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition that you do with your family or friends?
With my boyfriend's family, we bake cookies every okay. Christmas Eve. He has a little brother, so we still celebrate Santa and everything. So we bake cookies for Santa for mm-hmm. the night.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
That's a tough one. I like them all. I would say that I'm a pretty traditional Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer fan. Okay. Can't beat it.
Can't beat the classics.
I know. We watch it every year. So.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Man, there's so many good ones. I don't know. I think I'm pretty traditional, like Rudolph, Frosty the Snowman type of person. Okay. I don't get really wild there.
Hey, if it's not broke, why fix it? You
exactly.
know?
I totally agree.
Lakin, what are you most thankful for?
That's a hard question. There's so many things that I'm thankful for. I would say that I'm most thankful for the opportunities that I've got in life. You know, the opportunity to attend college, to get my quality education and my dream education, I guess. So I guess I'm most thankful for those who have supported me to get here and those who will continue to support me while I'm here and the journey beyond.
What do you want to do before you die?
Oh, wow. That's a loaded question. Before I die, I want to live a happy life. I don't think I have check marks that I want to tick off
okay.
of my bucket list. But in general, I want to live a happy life. I want to give back to others and do something meaningful.
No, of course.
I'm Carly Stringer. I am a second year grad student here at the University of Arkansas, and I am very excited for the end of the semester and the holidays to start.
Exactly. Carly, what are you most thankful for?
I would say I'm really thankful for the community that I found in Arkansas. I'm from South Mississippi, mm-hmm. and so I graduated college during the pandemic. I moved up here during the pandemic, and so my entire first year of grad school, I struggled to find people because everything was always online. And so moving up here in the middle of that was just really hard. And so this year it's been really sweet to have lots of people on campus. And I love my church. I love the people that I found there. And I just bought a house up here
okay.
to stick around. And it looks like I'm going to start my PhD. So I'm really thankful. It did not seem like Arkansas was home when I first moved here, but now I love it. And so I'm just really thankful for the way that seasons change and mm-hmm. that people come around and we have more opportunities to spend time together.
And of course. What do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
Oh gosh, I would say maybe whenever I was younger, I had a great grandmother that we would always open Christmas presents at my parents' house, but then we would go to my great grandma's house. And so I think that was just really sweet because since I was about in middle and high school, I just haven't had as much family. And so I just look back on like all the family running around in the yard. We'd play football or climb trees or whatever. So just, I guess I don't really even remember. Oh, I have a good one. I remember my parents were super excited to get me this like play makeup set.
Okay.
And it was in a suitcase. This was like the real deal, rolling all my makeup around. And, on one side, it had makeup. On the other side, it had slots for me to put Barbies in.
Okay.
And then we got to my grandma's house, and my grandma had bought me the same exact thing. And so my parents had to pull me in and tell me, like, you better pretend like this is the best thing you've ever gotten. And so, yeah, they convinced me that Santa had not gotten the memo that my granny had already bought me the same present. So, gotcha.
Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition?
I think my favorite Christmas tradition is that we don't have a Christmas tradition. Okay. It's kind of just go with the flow. My family just, we never really have a specific thing that we do for Christmas. It's just like, we might wake up on Christmas morning and say, let's just go to Alabama or, okay. You know, let's go to Tennessee. So, I guess not a specific Christmas tradition, but I really love the idea of like not being held to one thing that we have to do every Christmas. Mm. So.
No, of course. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
I would say Home Alone.
Okay.
Home Alone 2 specifically, okay. The New York version.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Oh, gosh. I don't think so. I'm sorry. I guess I just like anything that's jazzy, like Michael Bublé, anything, because I love jazz music all the time, and Christmas makes everyone appreciate jazz music, and they don't realize it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, anything jazzy with some funk to it is my kind of Christmas music.
No, of course. And now, what does Christmas time mean to you?
I mean, I believe that it's about Jesus, and it's, you know, the story of Christmas is that... The story of Christmas is that, for believers, Jesus was the person who eventually came down from heaven and was born of a virgin. And so Christmas is the story of his birth. And then we believe that that was our Savior. Mm-hmm. And so, I guess for me specifically, Christmas is more about celebrating who Jesus is and what he's done and, the impact that he's had in my life. And, I guess just celebrating the story and the miracle that is lately I've been reading through the Old Testament, and so specifically understanding kind of what the Jews, the people of God, went through before we had Jesus really brings a new perspective to the way that Jesus was power and the way that he fulfilled scripture that was written before he was ever a thought in that community. So...
Perfect. And my final question for you.
Yeah.
What do you want to do before you die?
I would really love to live in the Middle East.
Okay.
I think everyone's terrified of it. And I, again, like I'm a believer, but I'm super interested in all types of religions.
Okay.
And so I've had several classes about Islam and like Islam throughout Asia, the way that Islam impacts culture, and even the way that, parts of Islam affirm Christian scripture. And so I'm obsessed with like the Arabic language. I love Islamic culture and the way that we've misunderstood Islamic culture in America. And so understanding that, I think living there would be unreal, but every time I've almost gotten the opportunity, like COVID hit or my parents were like, absolutely not. And so I think that'd be super cool to do before I die.
Hi, I'm Gracie Hewitt, and I would give my left arm for the Colin cast.
Perfect. Sounds great. I'll take you up on that offer. Gracie, what are you most thankful for?
Probably my family. Is that cringy?
No. What about your family?
We're super supportive of each other, and we've gotten really close in the past few months. So
Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
I don't have a specific one, but one of my favorite things we do on Christmas, and it's always memorable, is my mom always puts Christmas paper up in the hallway so we can't peek and see what Santa Claus brought us. Mm. So we always bust through the paper every year. And even as a 25, 22, and 20-year-old, we still want the paper up to bust through.
Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition that your family does, or maybe you do with your friends?
We always decorate gingerbread houses every single year, and we have a competition of who's the best, and pretty sure I'm in the lead. But
do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Yes, I love The Grinch. Mm. I don't know what it is, but I love it.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Probably Drummer Boy by Justin Bieber.
Okay. A modern classic, one might call it.
Yes.
What do you think this time of the year means to people, or what does it mean to you?
I think that everyone is happy during this time of year, and so it's just like the vibes and the spirit of Christmas, and so everyone is just always so willing to give and be happy. So I don't know if that's what it means to me, but that's what I get from this time of year.
Then what does it mean to you?
I don't know. It's just this time of year is always family oriented, and so it just means seeing family and being with family and getting to celebrate with family. So
my final question, what do you want to do before you die?
I want to actually live until I'm 100. That's okay. Been like a life goal of mine. So guess I just have to laugh a lot.
Hi, I'm Jimena. Super excited to be on here. I actually skipped my genetics class, but don't tell my mom. Yeah. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, Colin.
Yeah, you sound very excited to be on the Colin cast. Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
Every year we kind of just go to my grandma's house, hang with all the cousins, play football, watch the Cowboys, you know, per use. That's usually my favorite thing during the holidays, especially during Christmas. Yeah.
What are you most thankful for?
Super thankful for my family and friends, you know. Yeah, always. Oh, especially Madison Estep. Love her to death. The Esteps. They're my family away from family.
Great shout out there. That's like shouting out Ray Ray and Big Steve. Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition that you do with maybe your family or friends?
Let's see. We make, okay, so there's like, it's like this traditional Mexican like dessert, we could say, or like snack, and they're called buñuelos. Okay. And they're essentially fried flour tortillas, mm-hmm. coated in brown sugar and cinnamon. Mm-hmm. And as a family, you know, it's a process because I have like 50 plus cousins. Mm-hmm. So we're the ones who provide them at the Christmas dinner. And so, yeah, we make like a good 100, 200 of them. But, you know, a family of five. And so we're just rolling the tortillas, making everything, frying them. That's probably my favorite thing as a family that we do during the time.
Of course.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Anything Hallmark. Okay. Honestly, even though they have the same plot and everything, still, I'd ride or die for Hallmark.
Exactly. You can play Hallmark Bingo, you know? Go on there. It's like Santa Claus saves the day. Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
I played it for Madison the other day in the car. When we were on our way back from Walmart. And it's this one, again, Mexican Hispanic song you sing. Usually, it's like, it's called Posadas, which is just caroling. Mm-hmm. And it's called Mi Burrito Sabanero. And it's like, Tuki, 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 tuki.
Sounds great. Hey, we might have to get you back on for a full rendition of that.
Yeah, I'll do a little gym remix, though.
What do you think this time of the year means to people, or what does it mean to you?
I guess for other people, it really just, like, allows people to come together, you know, despite whatever circumstances that they're in. You know, the people around them are so joyful, and, you know, there's nothing. People forget about, I guess, just, like, the bad things and the negative things going on, because it's like, it's Christmas, you know, it's the season of giving, season of joy. So you kind of just forget about anything bad going on in your life. As for me though, I guess same goes, you know, even though I'm swamped in, exam reviews and all and homework, I'm just like, it's a season of joy. I'd rather not let these exams get to me and be happy about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do you want to do before you die?
Great question. A lot of things. I want to do a lot of things. I am still pretty young and have done a lot of things, thankfully. I don't know. There's so many things that I don't know yet what I want to do.
And for today's episode, it's sponsored by Arkansas Natural Beef. Are you in the need for utterly great beef? Are the stakes too high at your dinner table and you need some real high-quality beef without all the bull? Come see us at Arkansas Natural Beef in Alma, Arkansas for your Black Angus beef needs. It's beef raised locally, naturally, and sustainably. It's not just a shameless plug. It's more. It's great beef. Contact us at skeady@cox.net today, and we will never steer you wrong.
Hey, y'all, I'm Brooklyn Johnson, and about 50% of my battery each week goes to listening to the Colincast.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. What are you most thankful for?
Me, I'm most thankful for community. So I come from a really small town, and we have all kinds of traditions and fun things that we do throughout the year. And I know every time that I go, just even into our local dollar store or to a basketball game, I will see so many people that I know, and they'll just give me a big hug. And so I'm very thankful for that.
Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
So my family is actually Cajun. We're all from Louisiana. And so my favorite Christmas memories, I would say, is we make gumbo every year. And there's about 30 of my immediate family members that actually come to our Christmas. And so we spend all morning and afternoon cooking gumbo. And then me and my sister always sprint upstairs and we get ready in about 20 minutes and put on our pajamas and go to Christmas on Christmas Eve.
Okay. So would you say that that's also your favorite Christmas tradition?
No. I would say my favorite Christmas tradition is we always do a bunch of games at Christmas. And my favorite one is White Elephant. And so that's just where you do like gag gifts and you can steal them if you really like them. One of my uncles, he's a very goofy guy and he always steals them because he thinks that they're so funny. But my favorite part about that tradition is that sometimes whenever you get something that's like really funny, it's been around for like 30 years, you get it and then you keep it for about 5 years, 3 years, something like that. You keep it for like a while and then you bring it back. And so everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's back. It's back.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
I would say anything from the Justin Bieber album, specifically though, Drummer Boy. And it has to be the first JB rap verse.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
I love the Santa Claus movies. Me and my sister watch them every year, all three of them.
What do you think Christmas time means to you?
I would say giving. So obviously, Arkansas is a very impoverished state. And so I always think, whenever I think of Christmas, I think of the angel tree because we always have a lot of angel tree kids where I come from. And Christmas is a time where everybody is very selfless and they give to other people that they see in need.
What do you want to do before you die?
So my family, we travel a lot internationally. And so before I die, I would like to cover a large percentage of Europe, and I would like to go to Australia.
I'm Madison Eastep, and you're listening to the Colincast.
Perfect. Thank you for tuning in, Madison. What are you most thankful for?
I'm most thankful for life in general, and all that embodies my family, my friends, the opportunities that I'm given.
Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
I think one of my favorite Christmas memories is one Christmas we stayed in Alpine. So I'm from Alpine, middle of nowhere, Texas. And it snowed so much. And it was just me, my parents, and my brothers. And so we got to do like our own little Christmas celebration, which never really happens because, you know, we always go to Austin and see the grandparents and stuff. And so getting to like actually have that like immediate family time and just hang out with them and get to celebrate the Christmas season with them was fun.
Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition?
I don't know if I have like a favorite one. I'd say one of the weird things my family does is my grandma goes like all out for Christmas and she makes charcuterie boards all the time. So like, you know, charcuterie boards are like really popular now. Homegirl was doing them like years ago, so she kind of started this, you know what I mean? I think she really really sparked the tradition of charcuterie boards. So
she started the French tradition of serving meats and cheeses.
Exactly. Yeah.
Really a pioneer, you know.
Yeah, what can I say?
Exactly. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Elf, by far. I love it.
And why is that?
I don't know, just the story of Buddy the Elf. It starts out kind of sad. You know, he doesn't have a dad, but then he goes to New York and he does eat lots of gum, but, you know, that happens. And then he meets his dad and he saves Christmas. So it's just little warming in the heart.
Exactly. Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Last Christmas by Wham. Hands down, the best. Last Christmas. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly. I do. Yeah. I've heard that song before.
It's so good.
Exactly. What does Christmas time mean to you?
I think Christmas to me, it's just a season of giving. You know, we live in a world that's really selfish. And so this season is just all about kind of giving back to people and putting others before yourself. And, you know, not everybody does that, but I think it's important and it's shown a lot more during this time of year. I think we should, you know, carry it out throughout the whole year, though. So
what do you want to do before you die?
Oh, man, there's a lot of things I want to do. Be a housewife. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, different folks for different strokes.
Exactly. No, I want to travel a lot. You know, I am a poor college student right now, but one day when I'm living on that teacher salary, I'll travel. I'm excited about that. So
yeah, I'm Teddy. I'm a second year graduate assistant here studying for a master's in agricultural education.
What are you most thankful for?
I'm most thankful for family and friends.
Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
My favorite Christmas memory is waking up in the morning and seeing the snow outside and the presents underneath the tree.
Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition?
My favorite Christmas tradition comes from my mom's side of the family, where we always get together and we have a nice hot pan of lasagna.
Mm.
So no ham where we celebrate Christmas.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie is probably The Grinch.
Okay. Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
There's a lot of good Christmas songs, but my favorite's probably The Christmas Shoes.
What do you think Christmas means to you?
Christmas to me just means a time to be thankful and to celebrate our life with family and friends and just to be around the people that we love and care about.
Teddy, what do you want to do before you die?
Oh, that's a tough question because there's so many things that I want to do before I die. But basically just take advantage of every opportunity that that I'm presented with and just to gain new life experiences and to make new friends and meet new people.
Hi, my name is Skylar Angel and this is my first time being on a podcast.
What are you most thankful for?
I'm really thankful for the first semester of college that I've had. I was really nervous because I'm from Missouri, so I didn't know anyone here before I came. But just kind of looking back now that the semester's almost over, there's so much to be thankful for, all the people I've met, the things I've learned, and how much I've grown in just one semester.
Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
My Christmas is like the same each year. I go to the same places at the same time each year. So it all kind of is like one big memory. But on Christmas Eve, I'll go to my aunt and uncle's and my whole family's there and we'll open gifts and eat dinner. And then we'll just hang out, maybe watch a movie. And then we'll go to like a late night church service where my uncle is a pastor at that church. And so as a kid, it was really fun because everyone would wear their Christmas pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like a really sweet, you know, Christmas Eve night.
Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition?
Favorite tradition would probably be just all the Christmases that I go to. My sisters and I are really we're 12 years apart in age from my oldest sister to me. So Christmas has always been really special because it's one of the few times that all three of my older sisters and I can be together.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
Always makes me laugh.
Okay. Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Snowman.
Just Snowman?
Who is that by?
Frosty the Snowman?
No. By Sia.
Okay.
Snowman by Sia.
Okay.
That's like my favorite newer one. I love some good classic Christmas songs, though.
What does this time of the year mean to you?
The holiday season in general. I'm one of those people that starts celebrating Christmas before Thanksgiving, but I think that it all just kind of runs together, and it's good to kind of look back at the end of the year and be really present in the moment with the people that mean the most to you. And at the same time, it's also really fun to start looking forward to a new year.
What do you want to do before you die?
Before I die, I would like to travel to all 50 states. That's one of the many items on my bucket list. So there's some more.
Okay, everyone. I hope you really enjoyed this episode, getting to hear about everyone's favorite Christmas traditions, their favorite movies, favorite songs. But really, I love the question of kind of what Christmas means, because to me, this time of year has always been an important one to kind of reflect on what you have. But to me, it's always been a great reflection of where our society's at. And you think of those songs like Someday at Christmas that give you this feeling of almost hope that there is love in the world and that people can put aside their differences and come together for something greater. And that greaterness is loving each other in this holiday time. And so I've always loved this kind of year. And, you know, I keep telling my mom not to get me anything for Christmas, but if you know my mother, you know, she doesn't listen. But, you know, really the only thing I want for Christmas this year is just to really spend time with my family and friends and kind of get prepared for the next year. I really just have a time to relax, because, you know, you spend so much time during school working on stuff and just go, 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 go. And so I usually always get sick in Christmas break because my body just like slows down so much. It's no fun to be bored. But yeah, and so I really do appreciate everyone listening to this. And, you know, if there's anything I can ever do for you, don't hesitate to hit me up on Instagram, you know, and hey, support the podcast. At Lord Colin Katie is my Instagram, and then at the Colin Cast is the podcast Instagram. And I'm serious, if you guys enjoyed this episode, screenshot the bad boy, put it up on your story and tag me in there. I'll always throw it up because I love supporting people who support me. I mean, again, I've got some big stuff coming down the line that I hope you all enjoy. And then I do have a little surprise for you at the end of this. I asked everyone if they had any little final thoughts, and so I kind of put together a compilation of those to kind of wrap the episode up. And again, if you guys really do want to support the podcast, don't forget to leave us a review. I actually think Spotify is going to start adding reviews here pretty soon. I know they recently announced that, so I can't wait to implement that. But leave us a review, you know, tell your friends, put us up on your story, or you can just simply follow us on Instagram. That really does a lot to help us out. Yeah, and I really hope you all enjoyed this so very much. And if so, let me know, because I'd love to do more of these kind of open recording sessions. But I'd probably do them for a longer time and really ask a lot of different questions next time I do it. But yeah, if you guys enjoyed this, let me know. I really would appreciate that feedback. And yeah, so I hope you all enjoy these final thoughts that you're about to hear from everyone. I hope you all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And keep your eyes out for some big stuff going on. So perfect. I'm glad you all are alive. I really do appreciate everyone listening. It means a lot. And I guess I'll catch you all in the next one. So peace out, Girl Scouts.
To the audience, I'll just say, you know, be sure to listen and subscribe to the Colin Cast and follow the Colin Cast on all social media platforms. Hit the like button. leave a Google review, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've got it down pat, Dane. Sounds like you're a loyal fan here. You've got the spiel right down at the end done.
Yeah, I understand. I'm a influencer, I guess. I understand all the lingo.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dane. I really appreciate it.
Always follow Colin Cast. It's great content. Be sure and tune in.
Merry Christmas.
Listen to the Colin Cast more. Laugh more. And I don't know. Stay true to yourself. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Peace out, home slices.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, wherever you're celebrating. Enjoy your time with your family and loved ones. Shout out to the Colin Cast. Love Colin. Great dude. Yeah.
Perfect. I appreciate those kind words, Madison.
Yep.
I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I hope everyone has a great Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Colin Cast.